USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is reacting to the U.S. Department of Labor releasing the October jobs report that shows growth was stronger than anticipated.
The president's economic agenda is working. Everything that he's doing is working. Adding 128,000 jobs in the month of October is fantastic. And since he's taken office, we've added almost 7 million jobs to this country.
Acting Director of Citizenship and Immigration Services Ken Cuccinelli says Democrats will not be able to stop the border wall from being built.
The president has already put himself in a great position in terms of building the wall. The congressional, smash up over the continuing resolution that is going to end up sometime in November, maybe into December, depending, won't affect wall building because the money's already there.
Cuccinelli speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
ISIS is naming a new leader and also has a message for the United States. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
ISIS is warning the United States not to get too happy about attacking and killing its leader last weekend in Syria, the group breaking its silence to confirm the death and to name a replacement. Experts say they don't really know much about the new leader, and ISIS did not release details.
Chicago public schools are back in session after an 11-day teacher strike. Service Employees International Union Local 73 President Diane Palmer is praising the deal.
This is really a historic day for Chicago. Together, SEIU and CTU have united to bring dignity and respect to our lowest wage workers. We're very proud that we were able to accomplish some things.
The last thing that was worked out was how many days the students missed will have to be made up. They finally agreed that 5 of the 11 days would be made up. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
In a victory for free speech on college campuses, the University of Michigan announced it would disband its bias response team. After a nearly 18-month legal battle, Judge David McKeague of the United States Appeals Court for the Sixth Circuit announced that the very name bias response team suggests the accused student's actions have been prejudged to be biased. Austin McIntosh is a University of Michigan student. He explains on Fox News what this bias response team would do.
It was pretty much campus police a language police that would, if somebody found something hateful or if they understood it as hate speech or offensive, then they could report you and you could face punishment from some bureaucracy from the college.
And as far as what this ruling means, McIntosh says...
It's been disbanded, which is awesome for us. The Leadership Institute Campus Reform has reported on lots of different events like this, different organizations cracking down on college students on campuses just for, talking about their conservative values, conservative ideals. I have a personal experience like this. Like last week, I was attacked on our campus for just being a conservative. I was tabling with an organization, and we were attacked by one of my classmates nonetheless, which is pretty crazy. So the campuses aren't doing a whole lot to protect freedom of speech either.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.